from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. In Pike Road, the search for a possibly downed plane near Meriwether Road was suspended last night. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area. We're awaiting an update on the search later today. Montgomery police are investigating after two men were found shot last night. Police say they found the two men in a car in the 6,000 block of Atlanta Highway. Both men were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police have not made any arrests. And Senator Tim Melson has filed a bill that would allow for medical marijuana. Last year, a medical marijuana bill passed in the Senate but then stalled in the House. There's a public hearing for the bill next Wednesday and an expected vote from the Senate Judiciary Committee. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was Attorney General, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2 for 5s are done with Wendy's 2 for 5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick two for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2 for $5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
My son was playing in the finals, which I hated to miss, but I had a big deadline at work. Thanks to Total Wireless, my husband streamed the game to me over the nation's best network.
Yep, I'm your cameraman.
It was awesome.
Except for how tired my arms got.
Aw, thanks, babe.
You got this with Total Wireless. For a limited time, get double the data on our $35 plan. All new activations get 10 gigs of high-speed data. The best value in wireless just doubled in size. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. New activations, 3 months only. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farmer Market Gift Basket. We do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:45, but do not jam us up where a flood of calls come in right before that time. It messes up the show, the content of the show, what we're doing, how we're doing it. So don't do that, because if you make me mad, I'm going to put your name in until next week. Matter of fact, I might just take an arbitrary cutoff that you guys don't know what it is. That's why it's called arbitrary. Trace Gallagher on Bloomberg and Biden, and what's going on with them? Listen in.
After filling the airwaves with a few hundred million dollars in ads, Michael Bloomberg is a prominent part of the 2020 Democratic presidential narrative, and his rise went largely uncontested. No debates, no votes, no problem, until an audio recording from 2015 went public, where he described the vast majority of murderers and murder victims, quoting this way, they are male minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York. That's true in virtually every city. Politico reports the audio led to the Bloomberg campaign's scrambling its 2,500 staffers into damage control, and Bloomberg himself was being pressed.
Those words don't reflect the way that I've governed or the way that I run my company or the way that I live. I've led the most diverse city in the country.
And while the former New York mayor is being forced to play defense, he's also implementing a little offense, including a new ad targeting African-American voters and special events like tonight's, quote, Mike for Black America. Watch.
I'm here to tell you how deeply committed I am serving as your partner in the White House. But first, I need your help to get to the White House.
Bloomberg is also meeting behind the scenes with black pastors and other allies who might speak on his behalf. And if there's any question as to whether Bloomberg is being challenged, you need only look at his campaign events, replete with shouters and protesters, including a woman who was greeted to a Bloomberg eye roll. His opponents have also taken the gloves off. Here's Joe Biden on The View. Watch.
I don't think you can buy an election. Everybody thinks that. Look, one of the advantages and disadvantages, I've been the only guy through this process so far, a person who's been totally vetted.
Yeah, Biden went on to say he's still standing, which he is, for now.
Yeah. Been really vetted, that old Ukraine thing. A couple of things. The DOJ is dropping the Andrew McCabe investigation now. I do not know if that means that Durham is not involved in anything.
Right. I think this was specifically about the complaint that the IG gave in a while ago that McCabe lied to investigators.
And then they're going to have an outside group look at the Michael Flynn case. Is a recommendation from DOJ and the prosecutor themselves. So that will be interesting. Let's go to the phones. We got more on Trace Gallagher. He's going to hit it hard on Bernie and Nevada. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very, very much. That's very kind of you.
Oh, yes. Everybody deserves that on their birthday. And I hope your vision is doing well.
It also is doing great.
Well, that's good to hear. I guess you got money, you can buy just about anything. Bloomberg.
When you have $60 billion, a couple of billion is just spare change.
Now, how do you think that's going to work out for the man?
Well, it depends on if he gets outed or not. If what I shared with the audience yesterday, that he's basically buying the African-American leadership and influencers vote, and he's doing the pastors, he's doing the high-profile folks, the political people, and if he's seen for what he's doing, then I think it'll work against him. If it's not, and the media doesn't say anything, then I think it's going to be, I think it's going to have a real positive effect for Bloomberg.
CNN, MSNBC, and all, they ain't going to say much about it. Because they're going to be on his side.
Well, and it's really interesting that, and this is part of a conversation last night, is that if you are a anti-Bernie person and you see Joe Biden imploding like he is, as I said, I'm not sure if he'll be around 6 weeks from now, but Bloomberg offers a lot of good to them because Bloomberg could shut down Bernie.
Maybe that's what he's trying to do. It sounds like it.
Yeah, the question is, can he beat Donald Trump?
I don't think so. I don't think none of the Dems can beat the president, truthfully, and I hope they cannot. So, and it was good to hear Becky on your program.
Always.
She's a smart lady. I like that young lady. She does a good job.
She really does. She's a good friend.
Hey, real quick, Fresh Market.
Yep.
Do they sell lobster tails and crab legs?
They sell both. They have their lobster tails actually are on sale right now, and they have the they have the snow crabs right now.
Oh, really?
They do indeed.
All right. I'm going to have to take a trip down there. I've been there one time. I need to go back. So. All right, sir. You have a great birthday weekend. Be safe and be back on Monday.
You got it, Clint. Will do.
Right.
Let me go to the phone and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Damo Show on Friday.
Good, beautiful Friday, Jim.
It is going. Let me tell you, if it was 10 degrees warmer, it would be a perfect day.
Oh, it is, but the air is so fresh and clean. Just take a deep breath. It is so refreshing.
It really
and
is.
Believe it or not, I pulled into McDonald's on Madison Avenue a while ago, and the azaleas had bloomed.
Yeah, I tell you, I think it's going to be an early spring this year. It's not saying that we're not going to have some more cold weather, but I think we're going to have a kick-butt early spring.
Real early, man. My elm tree is already budded, and it's a huge tree, and it's really a good indicator of spring because it buds first of all of them every year.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? May I quote Gomer Pyle in reference to the McCabe? There's two sets of laws, one for the police and one for the people. So it doesn't seem like there's if McCabe is getting off free, didn't he do a bunch of nasty stuff?
Well, it's only the part of where he falsifies some information. They're not going to pursue that. Does not mean that Durham is not going to cite him on other things.
Huh. So he falsified on the FISA, correct?
Well, no. What that was referring to is on the IG investigation. The IG recommended investigating McCabe. They did that, and they're not going to pursue it. And that was for lying to the IG person when they were being asked questions.
Okay, so that's not the same thing as lying. You can lie to the IG, but not to the...
Did we lose you, Red Top? Red Top, do you think he has a face mute?
That might have happened, or another call came in, and he hit it by accident.
Yes, thank you, guys. God.
What happened?
He got a face mute, just like you said. Thank you. It seems also, did you hear about the surveillance between the United States and Germany when they had this encryption going for all those years, and now the CIA has bought out the Germans? But that came out maybe a day ago on the European news. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'm not. I vaguely remember something about cyber coordination that they were doing, but it was very shallow.
It's appeared to be exactly what the Chinese are going to be are being accused of trying with Huawei. So it seems like the CIA and what I found was very interesting, the German government were in cooperation. This has obviously been the Eastern German government, or excuse me, Western Germany. But it was very, I thought you being involved in the presidency might have been aware of it. You might not be able to talk about those things without being able to stay alive, though. I'm not going to ask you for any national secrets, but I found it interesting that it seemed to be they're accusing the United States of Germany of doing exactly what they're scared Huawei was going to do, and we've been doing it for 50 years, which they're 50 years behind anyway, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I need to read the story about it to see if I would agree with that.
Dan, over the weekend, I'll try to get the name of the company that the two were involved in. It begins with a D, and I think it's three or four initials, and get better information on it, but I was surprised the first time I'd ever heard of it. Could I get on Sweet Creek, please?
You certainly making me a month and day of birth.
12/13.
You got a big time.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one. David, Barbara, coming back to you right after this.
Actually, can we do David first before we go to this break?
Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Happy
Joey, make sure that's on the replay, buddy.
Absolutely.
David and Beverly, thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. The dog seems to be really excited.
Dan, you didn't know my dog could sing, did you?
I did not know, with your beautiful voice, that your dog would howl like that. That is awfully sweet.
You're having a great day.
I want to tell you something. With that, I'm having a great day. That was outstanding. And the dog was icing on the proverbial birthday cake.
Well, anytime you need Atticus to sing, just give us a call.
You got it. I enjoyed seeing you guys last night.
We enjoyed seeing you, too. That was a lot of fun.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Have a good one.
Thanks, brother. Love you.
Love you, too. Get a big piece of cake.
You got it, buddy. Barbara, coming back to you right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jonathan Powers was kind enough to send us some information on the vasectomy story. Yeah, I think this kind of sounds a little put up here. Let's go to the phones and go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon and happy birthday, Dan.
Well, thank you very much. How are you today?
I'm great. My oldest son's birthday is today also. He'll be 54. I can't believe it. But that's not so good. I have a question. And by the way, I'm a good show so far.
Barbara, you're breaking up real bad.
Well, I'm on my cell phone. Is that any better?
That's much better.
Okay, I moved it to the other side. Anyway, I think I said my oldest son's birthday is today. He's 54, so this is a good day.
It is.
And a lot of good people born this day. I enjoyed the show, really enjoyed listening to Becky. And, of course, like I said, I learned so much from this show. But I have a question a little off topic.
Sure.
Gas has gone up in Prattville like 15 cents a gallon today. Do you know why?
Do not.
That is just odd because it went up 7 cents 2 days ago, and then today it's another 7 or 8 cents. So.
Well,
okay.
Did it go up at the same station, or did you see?
Every gas station went up.
Okay, because when I... Yesterday, it was at 205 on Ann Street, and it had not gone up.
Well, the one that I usually buy gas from was 201 the other day when I bought it. Yesterday, it was 209. Now, the Shell station is usually about 8 or 10 cents higher, and it was 225 when I just came home for lunch. So, okay. Well, maybe you can find out something before the show's over.
I'll look up and see what the spot market is on oil.
Thank you, Dan, and happy birthday again, and put me in for Sweet Creek 6-9.
You got it. You're in.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Go ahead and put me in for the Sweet Creek because I'm going to win it.
Wow, I like a guy with confidence.
That's confidence. Thank you, Trump, for it.
What's your month and day of birth, Eric?
6-17.
All right.
And I'll tell you, mention to your wives, happy Valentine's Day from this caller, and I hope everybody out there does.
Yeah.
And you guys are good guys.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, everybody's sitting back wondering what's going to happen if Biden becomes the nominee. Trump's just sitting back at the back, biting his bits. Okay. And he's dying to get a hold of him. So don't you guys think he would shred him up?
Shred up Biden?
No, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Bernie Sanders, yes, I do.
I think they're more so leaning toward him because, you know, he's no competition. Biden's going to hang himself. He's already out. I mean, it's just a matter of time.
I agree with that. I think Biden will not be around 6 weeks from now.
He's got enough money. He's got, thanks to China and, you know, Ukraine. I mean, he don't, what does he need the money for? So, I mean, I can't understand that part of it. Why do you need the money when you're a billionaire?
Biden's not a billionaire.
I know. Oh, Biden's not?
Biden's not a billionaire, no.
Do you honestly not think up under the table that he ain't took a lot of kickbacks? Now, come on now. You've been in Washington long enough.
I don't think he's a billionaire.
Well, if he ain't, he ain't far from it. You know.
Anything else, Eric?
That's it. I'm going to call and win it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Penny, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan. Let's ditch the politics and let's have a little playtime.
Okay.
Okay. Happy Valentine's to both you and Joey.
Thank you.
And what are your shoe size, just out of curiosity?
What is my shoe size?
I would love to see your faces right now. No, I'm just playing. I said we're going to have a little playtime. I'm just playing.
I like that. You're just playing, huh?
I know I'm just playing. So, Dan, I mainly called to wish you happy birthday because I didn't know until I heard someone a minute ago. And happy birthday. Do you have a hot day?
I do not.
Well, you need to find love and have a hot day.
any suggestions?
I don't have any. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And so, Joey, what was your shoe size? I didn't hear it.
Joey, what's your shoe size?
Is he awake or is he asleep?
He was answering the phone.
We're getting all sorts of calls coming in, Penny. They can hear blushing through the airway.
Oh, okay. That's what I figured. Well, you know, I told you it's the politics and have playtime. I'm just
my. I'll tell you, Penny, my shoe size is very unimpressive.
That was good.
I love it. I love you guys. Hey, it's Friday. It's gorgeous out here. It's 58 degrees out here now, Dan. It's really nice and warm.
Go ahead.
You guys need to hurry and break out and enjoy this beautiful day.
I am definitely going to do it. This is my favorite day. I may actually leave the show a little early today.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys, for everything you do. We enjoy the show. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Penny. Appreciate you. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s. And up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Friday. Don't forget they have the heart-shaped steaks at Fresh Market. Roses, lobsters, they got tons of stuff there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gene. Gene, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
Gene, how are you?
Want to wish you a very happy birthday today.
Well, thank you, my dear. I really appreciate that.
Today is also a special day to me. It's our anniversary.
How many years have you been married?
My husband and I have been married 72 years today.
Wow! So you got married at 8, huh?
Pardon?
You got married when you were 8 years old.
No, not really, but we have been very blessed to have celebrated this long.
That is outstanding, Gene. I'm very impressed and very proud of you.
Thank you. He was formerly with WCLV many, many, many years ago.
Really?
Walter Spiro.
What did he do for him?
Oh, he was an announcer. So he changed professions eventually.
Oh, wow.
But I wanted to also sign up for the...
Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Food.
Jane, give me your month and day of birth, my dear.
Okay, 5/15.
Jean, you are in my... What time do we do the drawing?
When is the drawing?
I was asking you, but it's 2:30 to 2:45. So listen, in, we're doing that today, okay?
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
You listen in, and you have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much.
Take care,
and
my dear.
Have a good birthday.
Congratulations on your anniversary. Bye-bye. 72 years, man.
Wow.
Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good, John, and you?
Doing all right. How old are you today?
93.
Really?
No.
The show
would be, first-time caller, huh?
Yeah.
Give me your month and day of birth, John.
421.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, I listened, I'm an occasional listener because I'm not always around the radio, you know, from 12 to 3, from noon to 3. But anytime that I'm in a vehicle or somewhere where I'm listening, that's when I listen for several years.
Well, that is outstanding. What type of work do you do?
Well, I'm currently not working.
Okay.
And that's because I am retired.
Congratulations. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'll work again or not. I'm still a little young for that. But but to be honest with you, the way this economy is going, I may not need to work again.
Oh, so you're making money in the stock market, huh?
I am. Anybody that's invested 401k and such should be pleased. Currently.
That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you. But here's the deal. I called because I wanted to get in on this Sweet Creek. You know, it's $60 of anything I can convince my wife that we need. but here's the deal now. If I win, I really want to need it, her husband to have it.
You want to what?
I want you to, if you pull my name, you call Gene's name. Anybody that's been married 72 years on their anniversary is today. They deserve to be the winner.
Okay, so your name goes in twice. So you're saying put Jean's name to replace yours twice.
That's right.
So she'll be in three times.
There you go. So Jean's got three chances to win. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
All right.
It's your basket.
Yep. I'll get a basket another day.
Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Oh, it's constantly.
Outstanding.
A dozen times. Yeah, it's not far from home.
That is good. I wish I had lived a little closer to it. I'd be there all the time. I'd be camping out there.
Yep. So, well, very good. I thought of something really inappropriate when you asked her if she'd gotten married when she was 8.
Yeah?
So,
but you're not going to say it, huh?
No, I'm not. Not unless you just tell me I should.
No, because we don't want Joey to have to dump you.
Right.
No, don't. And I'm not. And it wasn't anything vulgar. It was just, it was a reference to Roy Moore. But you can dump
that. Yeah, well, you don't have to say anything else. We got the joke right off the bat.
That's right. So, anyway, I hope you guys have a good Valentine's weekend. I'll get in the drawing with my own name next week. How about that?
There you go, John. Thank you so much for the telephone call.
Appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Shelby. Shelby, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Friday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Shelby. That is awfully nice of you.
So I just wanted to say I love listening to you and Joey. Y'all are the only news I do.
Really?
Really?
Outstanding. So are you... Do you think you're better off now than you were before you listened to the show?
Very much better off.
I like that. I appreciate that an awful lot. We always like to bring folks along with the show and where they feel more knowledgeable about current events and things like that. So I'm really, I appreciate your kind words, Shelby.
You have a happy birthday.
Thank you, Shelby. Thanks. Wait. Shelby, you're a first-time caller.
I am.
Give me your month and day of birth.
3-1.
Ooh, somebody's got a birthday coming up. So, let's see, 3-1. We're going to put your name in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have not.
Do you want to go?
I do.
Doesn't it sound like a great place?
It does. I love listening to you talk about it.
So, when do we do the drawing, Shelby?
2:30 to 2:45.
Man, she's attentive listener here. What's in that gift basket?
$60 of anything I want.
Whoa! She's a very attentive listener. Shelby, we're going to do that drawing today, as she's just said. And good luck, my dear.
All right. You have a happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the telephone call. That was sweet. Let's pick up these lines. Let's do Trace Gallagher Part 2, Bernie in Nevada.
Okay, but one of the next big states, Nevada, and we hear, you know, Biden is predicting tonight he's going to do well, but trouble possibly for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren in that key state.
Correct. Nevada's very popular and powerful culinary union warned its 60,000 hospitality workers not to vote for anybody who supports Medicare for All, meaning Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, saying their plan would eliminate culinary health care benefits. Then the union claimed its members were attacked by Sanders supporters, so now the culinary union has decided not to endorse anybody. Finally, we should note that Amy Klobuchar is getting some heat for once having the same position on illegal immigration as President Trump. During her 2006 Senate run, she called for a physical barrier at the border and mandatory E-Verify to ban employers from hiring illegal immigrants. Turns out, she no longer feels that way.
Huh. She no longer feels that way. So Amy Klobuchar had the same standard. I like that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Hugh. Hugh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you. I'm going to have to tell you that I know how old you are.
Uh-oh.
We went to school together at Cloverdale. So.
Oh, man, that goes way back.
That's right. But if I tell, I've told on myself too. So let's just leave it right there, right?
Were we in the same class together?
Yeah. We got a mutual friend that's one of the past EMA directors, Lee.
Oh, and, Lee. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. You did a interview with him a couple of years back, and it may have been 3 or 4 years ago, but about the storm shelters and so forth going up around the community, and he and I were sitting around talking, and he said, "You know who that is, don't you?" And I said, "No, I really don't." And he said, "Well, I'll give you a hint. We used to call him Bone."
And
so he said he had a cast on something all the time. But I can't say I remember that, but that is what he said. But I also have a brother with the birthday today, but I'd like to get in on a Sweet Creek, Creek drawing also.
Hugh, give me your month and day of birth.
420.
You got it, big guy. I appreciate the telephone call and the happy birthday wishes.
Well, thank you. You too. Happy birthday to you. Bye.
Thanks. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Hey, Dan. How are you today?
I am great, Jason. And you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. I just want to say happy birthday to you, of course, and let you know how much I really enjoy listening to the show, because you and Joey both just bring up level of common sense and rational thought to so many of the issues going on in society today. And we could use a lot more, like the two of you sure could.
Well, those are very kind words, and Joey and I both appreciate them very, very much. Joey, one thing I've come to the conclusion, we've got this audience completely fooled. we snookered them.
Indeed.
Yes, y'all are doing a great job. Keep it up. Been listening for a few years, and every chance I get, I'm always on 93.1. But first-time caller, I'd like to enter the Sweet Creek.
Your name goes in twice today, my friend. Twice.
Awesome. Jason,
526. So tell me what type of work you do.
Actually, in the medical field, do different types of eye surgery, mainly LASIK and cataract. So here in the Montgomery area, the best place you can go, the Eye Care Associate.
We'll give them a little plug there.
iCare Associates?
Yeah, right there on Vaughn Road, right by where Ray Thornton branches off.
Yeah, is Doug Owens one of the physicians there?
No, Doug Owens is not. I know him. He's a fine ophthalmologist as well, though.
He is. I coached his son. We became friends a long time ago. Great guy.
Yep, he is.
Well, I've got your name in the drawing. When's the drawing?
Here in just a little bit. 2:30, 2:45, right?
That's it. What's in that gift basket?
$60 worth of anything I can dream of from Sweet Creek.
There you go. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have not yet, but I've been thinking about taking the wife on a day date there or something. So that'll go a long way to help us enjoy ourselves.
Let me tell you something. If you go there and you don't take her, then God rest your soul.
Amen. Amen to that.
Jason, thanks for the telephone call. Got your name in. Listen in, okay, buddy?
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay, gang, hang on, Lindsay. Coming back to you next, right after this brief break.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Miller with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. On a Friday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay.
I just wanted to tell you, happy birthday.
You are so sweet, and thank you for your note on Facebook, too.
I didn't know if you were going to get it or not, so I said, let me just call in the show.
Well, I appreciate it.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
You haven't. How's the animal grabbing business?
It's been good. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is a beautiful... If it was a little warmer, it'd be perfect, but it's a beautiful day outside.
Yes, sir. And I also wanted to wish you and Joey a happy Valentine's Day.
Aww. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have big plans for tonight?
No, I don't.
Well, you got to do something about that, my dear.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll see what there is to do. But, okay. Can I get it on the Sweet Creek farm?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Give me a month and day of birth.
6/5.
6/5. This is one of the luckiest ladies around. She won the Fresh Market gift card one time.
Mm-hmm.
And she met me over there in her uniform and everything.
I had so much good sushi.
I was in heaven.
Have you been to Sweet Creek, Lindsay?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, good. It's a great place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if you win, maybe we can meet you down there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Lindsay, you know when we're going to do that drawing, right? 2:30, 2:45.
Yep. I'll be listening.
You better be. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the birthday wishes.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Let's go to Henrietta. Henrietta, welcome aboard the demo ship.
Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you very much and good afternoon.
I'm enjoying this beautiful weather.
Yeah, you're talking to two guys up in an attic, but as I stuck my head out during the break, the bottom of the hour break, and it is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
It is beautiful. I hope it stays like this.
Yeah, actually, when I looked out, there's a guy, and he's washing cars right next to the back door, and there was this beautiful rainbow from the misting of his thing. It was really pretty.
And that was this morning?
That was just a little while, about 20 minutes ago.
Goodness. Well, I'm going to get in on the Sweet Creek.
Absolutely, my dear. Give me your month and day of birth.
6/6.
6/6. You're in. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
No, uh-uh.
What? You haven't been to Sweet Creek?
Sorry.
Well, we have to rectify that for sure. It is a great place.
I'm sure. I've heard everybody talking about it, so I'm hoping I'm going to win it today.
I hope you will, too. And when will we do that drawing, Henrietta?
2:30, 2:45.
Our audience is so smart, Joey.
Yes, they are.
What's in that gift basket, Henrietta?
Anything I want to put in it.
There you go. You can't put one of the goats in there from Sweet Creek Farm. That's the only barrier. Henrietta, listen in. We'll do that drawing, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate you. Eddie.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing, buddy?
I am doing very, very well, and you today?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call you and tell you happy birthday. I don't know if I'd see you at the station this afternoon, but I'm glad, so glad, Dan, that you spent your birthday on the radio. Love your show, and you know that. Absolutely love it.
Well, Eddie, I appreciate your friendship, and I always like listening to you and Joey and others on the air. You do a very good job. If that real estate thing didn't work, I think you got a career in broadcasting.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. And I've got a picture for you for Reagan. Back in, I think it was in the early 80s, at McDonald's in North Alabama. And I think that's when you were on his tour. I'm going to show you that picture. And, yeah, I wanted to show you that picture and get some history from it.
Absolutely. Is it the one that where he's at the counter and he's talking to the staff and there's the manager in the background?
I think this particular one, he's actually taking a bite of a Big Mac.
Oh, yeah. Then there's another one where he's sitting at a table, and he's looking at his Big Mac. Then another one that he takes a bite of it. You know, he didn't have any money. Funny thing is, he didn't carry any money with him. So we had to hand him money so he could buy his hamburger.
If I was that cashier, I would have kept that money just because that's the money that the president gave.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Reagan would, if he ever borrowed money from you, he would write you a check.
Yeah.
He has like 10,000 checks out that have never been cashed.
I was just going to say, that's a genius idea.
I know. It was great. We joked with him. We said, yeah, we know why you're doing that. He said, yeah, I got a really good bank account.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, anyway, I want to tell you happy birthday, Dan, and love you guys to death, man.
Thanks, Eddie. I really appreciate your friendship and your call today.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let me go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy birthday, Dan, my friend.
Thank you very much. Guess what I got on Tuesday?
What did you get on Tuesday?
Joey can attest to this. I have a bottle, 1.75 liter, of Johnny Walker Black.
Mm-hmm.
So the time for talking is done, and now it's time for sipping time.
Exactly right. And let me tell you something. I was waiting on the weather to get nice, but let me tell you, when I walked out there this morning and looked at the deck, which is a little crazy now because I'm getting work done on it, but we definitely, on the first nice afternoon, you need to get off work early, come to my house, and we're going to do a toast.
Sounds great, Dan. That should happen probably next week.
I hope so, because deer season's over, right?
Oh, yes, it ended Monday.
So we'll get you out of the stands there and get you out into the real world.
Not much reason to be in the woods right now unless you have wild pigs.
I tell you where there's some wild pigs. You go out to Macon County, and you go out to the where the E.O. Hall store is. A friend of mine, Guy Hood, they've got wild pigs out there that are just tearing up everything.
And they can plow the ground better than a farm kid.
No way.
It's amazing what the damage they can do, and they just eat everything. Yep. They don't leave anything behind.
And they tear up things too. And if you have a water pipe that's going in there, they're going to dig that damn thing up to get water.
And you cannot stop them. You can't capture or kill enough of them to control them.
Yep.
It is just out of mind what they are able to do. But hey, they taste pretty good.
Yeah, they do. That'll learn them.
No doubt about it.
Wayne, thank you for the telephone call. You let me know when you're available on a first night's stay, okay?
You can count on it. And happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you, my friend. Got to go to a break. Others coming back to you right after this.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
And just coming in, Michael Avenatti, guilty on all counts in his Nike extortion trial. Prosecutors proving he threatened to use his fame to stage a news conference and deliver claims that Nike executives are corrupting college basketball. Taking a second look at the case of Michael Flynn, the Department of Justice turning to an outside prosecutor, Jeff Jensen, a prosecutor from the U.S. Attorney's Office in St. Louis, will coordinate with the lead prosecutor of the Flynn case. That's according to a DOJ official. A lasting peace between the U.S. and Taliban in Afghanistan. Fox's Jennifer Griffin.
Now we know from a senior administration official who is in Munich with the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, who had just met President of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani. They're at a national security conference at Munich. We now understand that there has been an agreement.